Unto God we will sing and praise your power. The words of the psalmist. That's a great thought, and that's what we will do today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us and join us.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words, and you will hear from Jay throughout our broadcast. And greetings and hello to all of you. We appreciate you listening to our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour, on air or online since 1934. That's right, friends. We have a long time running of broadcasting, and we're grateful you've chosen to listen to us. If you are a new listener to the International Gospel Hour broadcast, or if you've been listening for a while, well, you may not be aware of the number of options we have for your listening pleasure and your Bible study. Now, you are currently listening to our weekly 30-minute broadcast, and we are thankful for you tuning in and for the station to which you are listening. As I say at the end of the broadcast, friends, keep listening, and keep listening right here on this station or platform of your choice. We also have 15-minute broadcasts available on a daily basis, and occasionally you may hear our shorter segments that are titled, Are You Listening?, 60 Seconds for the Savior, and A Couple of Minutes for Christ. We also have a weekly TV broadcast via our YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and put in the search engine International Gospel Hour, you can subscribe freely and you can watch our broadcast weekly. We're also available on a number of over-the-air television markets, as we like to say, from coast to coast and even into Canada. You can find our programming options at our radio TV tab at our website, internationalgospelhour.com. When you go to internationalgospelhour.com and you see the radio TV tab, when you click on it, you'll see a station guide. Click on the station guide, you'll see all the information and find where we are on in your area. We are thankful for every opportunity to speak of the oracles of God as commanded in 1 Peter 4:11, and to declare the whole counsel of God as stated in Acts 20 and verse 27. Thank you for joining us, and stay right here where you listen to the International Gospel Hour. And before we begin our study on the power of God, here are a few words about our social media.
For our Facebook friends, please follow us at our page, International Gospel Hour. Just search International Gospel Hour, click follow, and keep up to date with our broadcasts and special announcements along the way. That's International Gospel Hour on Facebook, and feel free to share our material on your Facebook page.
And friends, today, courtesy of our fellow servant Roger Campbell and his publication Truth, let's consider the power of God. Throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, we read about God's power. The psalmist declared to the Lord, "We will sing and praise your power," Psalm 21:13. Yes, we will do that over and over. Jesus said that in his day, some people did not know the power of God, Mark 12:24. The same is true of some individuals living today. How tragic. Let us consider together some truths about God's power, which are revealed in the Bible. First, the power of God is unlimited. The Bible calls the Creator Almighty, 2 Corinthians 6:18. The Greek word for this word Almighty means He who holds sway over all, ruler of all, Almighty. Thayer, word number 3841 via Esword. Used 10 times in the New Testament, the Greek word is translated into English as Almighty in 9 cases, and as omnipotent once in Revelation 19:16. The Lord God is above every so-called god. He said He executed judgment against all the gods of Egypt when He delivered Israel out of bondage in Egypt, Exodus 12:12. By exercising His power, the Lord showed that the so-called gods of the world could do nothing to hinder or stop His action. Let us never doubt the power of Jehovah. Next, God's power is unchanging. He was almighty when he created the universe in 6 days, Exodus 20, verse 11, and he remains almighty in the new covenant, era 2, Revelation 4, 8. With the passing of time, our physical bodies lose some aspects of their power. So do some mechanical devices, but not God. His power can never increase or decrease. Why not? If he could be more powerful tomorrow than he is today, that would mean he is not all-powerful today, but he is. At the same time, if his power could decrease from what it is right now, then he would become a being that is not all-powerful. Those changes could never happen. Hear what God said about himself from Malachi 3:6, "I do not change." If people criticize God, do not believe in his power, or refuse to listen to instructions he gives us in the Bible, none of those failures on man's part change the reality that the Lord is almighty, and that will never change. If this world is in a mess, let us not fall into the trap of blaming God or doubting his power. Next, God has demonstrated his power in a variety of ways. He showed his power when he spoke the world into existence out of nothing, Genesis 1:1-3. What are some other ways that God has manifested his power? He communicates with humans, Hebrews 1:1-2. He parted the waters of the Red Sea, Exodus 14, and delivered Israel out of Egypt, Deuteronomy 5:15. He raised up rulers like Cyrus, Ezra 1:1-4, and Nebuchadnezzar, Jeremiah 25:9, to carry out his will. During his life on earth, Jesus fed great multitudes, John 6, walked on the sea, John 6, and raised the dead, John 11. The Christ and preaching his cross both are called the power of God, 1 Corinthians 1:18-24. The Bible also speaks of the power of his resurrection, Philippians 3:10. He left behind an empty tomb when he rose from the dead. God answers prayers, as when he healed Hezekiah of his sickness and added 15 years to his life, 2 Kings 20:1-11. The Lord also fulfilled Paul's desire to go to Rome, Romans 15:30-32, and Acts 28:16. The message of the gospel is God's power to salvation, Romans 1:16. And when people obey the gospel, he washes away their sins, Acts 22:16. His gospel has the power to change people's thinking, their conduct, and their eternal destiny. By his power, God opens doors, 2 Corinthians 2:12. It is a great blessing that he also heals and comforts weary hearts, 2 Corinthians 7:5-7. It may surprise some to learn that, though God is all-powerful, he does not always employ all of his power. The Lord has never pledged that he will use all of his power in every single instance. He made Adam from the dust of the earth, Genesis 2:7. He no longer makes humans in that way. For 40 years he gave Israel manna from heaven, Exodus 16:4-35. He does not do that today. There are no genuine miracles taking place today. Why not? We do not need them because he has given us his complete truth. God's power has not diminished one iota, but in some aspects he has changed his manner of operation. Brother Campbell concludes these thoughts by saying, "How should we respond to God's amazing power? Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him," Psalm 33:8. Let us praise him and serve him. Dear friends, how grateful we are for such good writing and good teaching today from this publication simply titled Truth. We have truth available for you, this publication. As a matter of fact, I'm going to pause and allow our J-Web to tell you how you can receive the free publication titled Truth.
How about another free online publication? Subscribe to Truth, a monthly 4-page worldwide publication edited by our friend and brother Roger Campbell. Each issue has 4 to 6 articles of excellent writing and biblical study. Please send us an email at info@internationalgospelhour.com and leave us your name, email address, and write Truth in the message blank. Again, please send an email to info@internationalgospelhour.com and leave your name, email address, and write Truth in the message blank.
Thank you very much, Jay. And friends, we trust you will enjoy that publication simply titled Truth. We will see to it you will receive that that publication, if you will, via email. And so we're thankful for the online publications we are able to offer, and we're grateful for the opportunities to do so. We realize that many of you may not have online accessibility, and we want to help you in every way possible. So let me pause and mention that we do mail our Bible correspondence courses to you. And we're grateful to use those. We have a number of Churches of Christ that will assist us in that area. And we are thankful to send that to you absolutely free. So maybe you would prefer a Bible study course by mail, and that works better for you. Here's all you do. Call us at 855-444-6988. That's 855-444-6988. And leave us your name and your address and just simply say Bible study. That's all you have to do. And then we will mail that to you, and then you can take that course by mail as often as you'd like. If you want to work on it a little bit and take a break, whatever you prefer. We want you to grow in your knowledge of the Word of God. So again, if you'd like the Bible correspondence course by mail, that's absolutely free. That's 855-444-6988, and just leave us your name and address and just say Bible study or home study, and that's all you have to do. And we'll send that to you as soon as possible. I want to also note here on our broadcast that everything we offer is absolutely free. We don't want your money. We're not out there asking you for gifts or any kind of love offering or anything. We're blessed to come to you with this broadcast, and we will not ask funds from our listening audience. We thank you for choosing to listen to us, and anything that we have is absolutely free for you to use. Since we've mentioned the publication Truth, and we've offered for you to receive that, how about another article from our friend, Roger Campbell, who is the editor of Truth? And this article is titled, In What Sense Is the New Covenant Better Than the Old Law? Throughout the book of Hebrews, the Holy Spirit shows various contrasts between the Old Covenant, the Law of Moses, and the New Covenant, the Testament of Jesus. In doing so, he describes the Old Law as the first, or First Covenant, and the Law of the Christ as the second. For instance, in Hebrews 10 and verse 9, we read, He takes away the first that he may establish the second. It is a fact that the New Covenant is better. God said so from Hebrews 8 verse 6. But now he, that is Jesus, has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. What are some ways in which the new covenant is better than the old law? First, a better mediator. As a mediator between God and men, Jesus is a better mediator than Moses was for Israel. We note that from Hebrews 12, verse 24, Hebrews 8, 6, Hebrews 3, 1 through 6, and Galatians 3, verse 19. Second, he is a better high priest. The Israelite high priest under the old law were men with flaws. Some of them were downright wicked. In contrast to them, Jesus, our only high priest, was without sin, Hebrews 4, 15. Yes, he was harmless and undefiled, Hebrews 7, 26. Third, how about a better sacrifice? Under the old system, what took place? The priest stood daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins, Hebrews 10:11. And the Christ? He offered one sacrifice for sins forever, Hebrews 10:12. For this he did once for all when he offered up himself, Hebrews 7:27. His single sacrifice got the job done. Fourth, how about better promises? The Bible affirms that through Jesus we possess better promises, Hebrews 8, 6. In him we have the promise of eternal life, 1 John 2, 25 and 1 John 5, 11. And it's coupled with God's new covenant pledge from Hebrews 8, 12, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. That stands in contrast to the arrangement under the old law in which there was a reminder of sins every year, Hebrews 10, 3. when, despite the sacrifices for sin, which were offered day after day, a goat was offered annually on the Day of Atonement. How about better rest? The Israelites who left Egypt and journeyed in the wilderness looked forward to the rest that awaited them in the land of Canaan. Hebrews 3:16-19. In contrast to that earthly rest which they sought under the new covenant, we look forward to a heavenly eternal rest. Hebrews 4:1-11 and 1 Peter 1:3-4. Let's conclude. In what sense is the new covenant better than the old law? How about full truth and grace? Those who lived under the old law had access to God's truth and grace, but via Jesus and His new covenant, we have all truth, John 16:13, and the fullness of His grace, John 1:16-17, by which we have all spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1:3. What a great study. In what sense is the new covenant better than the old law? We see God's power in presenting a better covenant with a better mediator, a better high priest, a better sacrifice, providing better promises, better rest, and full truth and grace. What an awesome study, friends. And again, we appreciate the good words of Brother Roger Campbell and his staff of the Truth Publication. And friend, as we are talking about truth and we're talking about things that are better, we'd like to pause now, and we have something else very special for you. I mentioned about our Bible study course by mail. Well, maybe you would also prefer, or maybe instead of, an online study of the Bible. I'm going to defer once again to our J-Web, and then we'll come back with some more of our broadcast.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
Again, friends, we hope that online study will be of help to you, so if you'll allow me just for a moment, we've mentioned to you about our social media on Facebook, International Gospel Hour. You can follow us there. We've mentioned about our online publication called Truth, and you can subscribe to Truth at info@internationalgospelhour.com and just put Truth in the message blank, and we'll be sure to send that to your email address. And, of course, we just mentioned about our World Bible School study online, but may I once again mention to you about our Bible correspondence course by mail. You know, my mother lived until she was 88 years of age. I'm sorry, 89. And, you know, all those years, she never had internet in her house. She got everything by mail or by phone. And I'm sure many of you are the same way. Well, we want to help you in your study of the Word of God, and we'll gladly mail you absolutely free our Bible correspondence course. We're grateful to have the good brethren, good friends, the Mount Leo Church of Christ in McMinnville, Tennessee, assisting us and other churches of Christ. So if you receive mail from a local Church of Christ, they're just doing some work on behalf of us. They will not bother you. They will see to your request. And then if they reach out to you, they will do so through the Bible correspondence course. And then ever how things go from there, we leave that up to you, our listeners. And so we want to share that course. And if you'll just give us a call at 855-444-6988, leave us your name and address. We'll get that Bible correspondence course to you very soon. We have time available to consider another piece of writing. We're going to go back, quite a few years. I hate to say that when I go to the year 1998. My, where time goes. Would you not agree, friends? And from the former publication, the Eastern Kentucky Beacon, we have an article titled, "Are Thou He That Troubleth Israel?" written by the late Virgil Hale. I was privileged to know Brother Hale and still stay in touch with a couple of his children and grateful for the good work that he does or that he did in the kingdom. He penned this article again many years ago, but the truth stands forth. The text for this article is 1 Kings 18:17, and it's a question that was asked by Ahab to Elijah. Ahab was king, and Elijah was a prophet of God. Ahab was the son of Omri, who reigned over Israel for 12 years, and it is said of Omri that he did worse than all that were before him, 1 Kings 16:25. When Ahab succeeded his father, we are told that he did more evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him, 1 Kings 16:30. We must conclude then that he was worse than his father who preceded him. One of Ahab's biggest mistakes was in marrying Jezebel, who caused him to worship Baal. She was a scheming woman, as can be seen by observing how she handled the taking of Naboth's vineyard. Ahab walked in the ways of Jeroboam, who was known as he who made Israel to sin. This was a true statement because it was Jeroboam who introduced a man-made religion to the children of Israel, 1 Kings 12. Elijah was one of the greatest prophets of God. He was one of two men who never tasted death, the other being Enoch. Elijah had prophesied concerning a drought, 1 Kings 17:1, and that drought came to pass. Elijah was told to show himself to Ahab, 1 Kings 18, verse 1. When they finally met, Elijah was asked the question that serves as a title for this article, once again, "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" Please notice Elijah's answer to the question. "I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baal," 1 Kings 18:18. Following this incident, Elijah challenged all the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. The prophets of Baal numbered 450, and there were 400 prophets of the grove for a grand total of 850. All of these were maintained by Jezebel, wife of Ahab. Elijah, by the power of God, was victorious over all these false prophets. With God on our side, we are always in the majority. Paul wrote, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" Romans 8:31. What are some other lessons we can learn from this story? We need to learn of the great influence that parents have on their children. Evidently, Ahab followed in the footsteps of his father. What a contrast between what the Bible says about Omri and what is said about Abraham. God said of Abraham, "For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord," Genesis 18:19. A third lesson we can learn from observing Ahab is the evil influence of a bad marriage. Solomon had earlier made the same mistake in marrying women who led him away from the Lord. I am convinced that marriage can be the making or the breaking of an individual. A fourth lesson for us is that false teachers need to be challenged. Some are content to let them have a field day with little, if any, resistance. We are told to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, Ephesians 5:11. We must combat error, whether in or out of the church. As Elijah challenged the people of his day by saying, "How long halt ye between two opinions?" 1 Kings 18:21. Or, in other words, "How long will you waver between two opinions?" Well, God's people need to be challenged today. We must be made to realize that no man can serve two masters, Matthew 6:24. We are either going to follow God and his way, or we are going to follow man and his way. The choice is ours. As was true in Elijah's day, there are those who stand up for truth and right are considered troublers by those who practice error. Let us look at a few troubling things of our day. When truth is taught about the Holy Spirit and his work, marriage, divorce, and remarriage, the work of elders, unity and diversity, the dangers of modern versions, which I prefer to call perversions, church discipline, etc., etc., there are those who, like Ahab, could say, "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" May we never allow such an attitude to deter us from standing for truth and right. Truth is the only thing that can save. John 8 and verse 32. Again, we appreciate the good words by the late Brother Virgil L. Hale. And Brother Hale, although he has passed on, yet his faith still speaks through the written word, Hebrews 11, verse 4, in that spirit of Abel. We're grateful to share with you these good biblical articles of days gone by. To where Brother Hale is correct, there are many things that come forth that we speak of the truth, and yet there are those that wish to object to the things that are brought forth from the Word of God. Friends, may that not be you. May we see God's true power in His Word, the power of God that's been our theme for this broadcast today. May we see God's power, especially through His Word, as we study His Word together. We are more than grateful for your interest of the things that be of God, and we will look forward to being with you in future broadcasts. And again, if we can be of help to you, if we can help you with a free Bible correspondence course, again, call us at 855-444-6988 and leave us your name and address, and we will get that to you as soon as possible. Again, we hope that you will tune in at our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Please go over there and peruse the different broadcast options that we have. One more I wish to mention to you is our Hispanic broadcast, Cristianos Fieles, with our brother Marlon Retana. We hope that you'll find that of interest and share that with your friends who are Hispanic. We're grateful to offer that option in preaching the Word of God. And we hope that you can tune in to our broadcast. And again, please go to our radio TV tab and then click on Station Guide, and you'll find all the things that you need to know about our work. And we're going to continue these studies together at another time. Friends, thank you always for joining me on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and as always, please keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.